Welcome to Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
So you died. Get over it, darling. We have. You think you're the first one to fall into a chocolate river and get sucked up an extraction tube?
Towel off those chocolatey legs, lodge a complaint with health and safety, and head on down through the fiery gates for a good old-fashioned gossip with me, Daniel Fox, comedian, horse and hound model, and Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Dame Buckley, comedian, retired dinner lady, and lapsed dangle.
Dalek!
Dalek!
My grandma is a retired dinner lady.
Is she?
She was a dinner lady.
You've got her body.
Thank you.
Chocolate legs. Was that directed at me?
That is the name of your OnlyFans. Chocolatey legs.
How are they?
I am very well. I'm very excited to be here. Well, the listeners won't know this, but we had a couple of weeks off because of touring and all sorts of bits. We've just been so busy up and down the country.
You had your nose redid?
I had my nose redone. Not for any aesthetic reason. I just like to have it, you know, smashed and reset in the exact same shape, just to keep my surgeon's hand in.
Just to keep you honest.
Just to keep me honest.
But we've seen a fair bit of each other despite the break, haven't we?
We have. We've been, you came to my birthday party.
Yay!
You got me a lovely selection of little gifts.
Oh, yeah. Well, a little quiz now. Off your best friends, who did the best regarding gifts?
Well, you, so far...
No.
I've got some surprises. Like, my friend Robin has given me something that is a 3-day event in some month's time.
Which is lovely. And maybe the surprise for Robin could be getting it to you for your birthday. Maybe it's... Oh, my God. Is it Stevie Nicks?
Oh, my God. Maybe. A 3-day Stevie Nicks.
A 3-day Stevie Nicks.
Freeze day. Extravaganza. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I've been. Yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice seeing each other.
Well, it's my turn to do drinks.
It is. Dana's being our voluptuous mother this evening. Giving, generous mother.
Gorgeous name, I'll self-proclaim. Mm-hmm. Hades tincture.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Okay. I have an expectation of what I want it to taste
right,
like now.
Okay. Death.
Yeah, I want it. I want a blue. I want a taste of...
Give it a little stir. Don't be easy. And give her a big suck.
Oh,
thank you at home.
That is what I wanted it to taste like.
Life changing.
You recently watched Disney's Hercules.
Full confession, I'd never seen it before.
You've never seen it. I made him. Not because I'm a massive Disney head, but just because it's the campest one. It's got gospel. It's got a big old daddy.
And you did a 13-minute voice note about
My very first sex dream was about Zeus as a statue. When I was a wee little gay.
And I love gospel music. Mm. I love the muses in it. It was so good. And
this tastes like what I imagine the that sort of greeny blue bubbling liquid in Hades' underworld tastes like.
What is she though? Who is she? Who is the real Hades tincture?
Cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
A cinnamon liqueur called Canella from Greece. By Amazon.
And you famously have a skeleton that you brought out for Halloween.
Yeah.
Like a full length, like 5'11" skeleton that Dane got for Halloween to put in his Indian chair, which costs £90,000.
£95,000.
We had 5K every time we talk about it. And that has now stayed out for every season.
I started to dress her up then.
And her name is...
Senorita Canella.
Senorita Canella.
Mrs. Cinnamon.
Mrs. Cinnamon, yeah.
She's got pearls, she's got earrings, she's got a little South American cap.
Oh, no, that's me.
I sit there and talk to her. I practice on you. I must admit, when I have had an adult over for some fun time, I've had to quickly be like, oh, sorry. You're staring and worrying about that skeleton. No. What it is... Anyway, so Greek syrup. Okay, Greek cinnamon syrup.
Cinnamon syrup.
27%. Two shots in this. You'd never know it.
Tastes strong. There is a sort of, I can taste it. Well, it's not got that sort of gassy, ethanol-y alcohol taste, but...
No, it's got that underworld chic.
It's got underworld chic. I couldn't tell you what anything else in there. Like a some sort of fruity...
Well, for Hades, I put in white spirit.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay, that's the one I was thinking. Is there like a... There's like a fruit mixer.
Think Greece, because we're on that theme.
Is she fig? Is she pomegranate?
Bella. That's Italian, but fuck it. Whoopa. Yeah.
Great. Is it
it's
fig?
An orange and fig tonic. Mm,
yeah, it's lovely.
Orange and fig.
Orange
fig. Orange and
a
fig.
A name I used to dance under. It's introducing
Orange a Fig.
Orange a Fig. Ba, ba,
ba, ba. Were you about to do Hava Nagila?
Yeah.
I can hear that. Hava. yeah, so cinnamon, fig, and orange. I was trying it out last night and just celebrating myself. I was like,
cinnamon,
did I
fig,
just
orange.
Do the best cocktail in
it's
the world?
It's very nice.
Thank you.
What have you been up to, my
I'm
love?
I'm glad you like the drink.
I do like it. What have you been up to? Stop talking about it.
I've been in Alba. I've been in Scotland. Mm-hmm. I've been on tour. It's been gorgeous. I feel like I'm really good with accents. I'm good with Celtic accents, but fuck me. Mm.
And famously, you're very good at a North Yorkshire accent, which you wanted to show us now. You said you were going to read the intro again in a Northern accent, didn't you?
So ye dead, get over it.
No, Northern English.
I can't. Hello. So you died, get over it. We
That's Scottish, but okay.
Northern, hello. I don't know. Is that?
It's kind of, I mean,
I was never exposed to
it. It's a woman that certainly travelled through the north of England at some point, that one.
In our house, Northern meant aim tall and you and I. I can't do that accent. I will one day, though. Mm. I feel like I'm good at accents, but my gosh, in parts of Glasgow.
Yeah.
They were just, no. I agree.
I was also in Glasgow.
Well.
Literally on the same day as you.
And I left the club that you were playing and I literally said to them, is there like a mirror here? I want to write a lipstick. Yeah. Go on, girl. Yeah. And there wasn't. But I did a shout out to the podcast and there were lots of fans in there at the
Which
podcast.
So
and then
nice.
You were there 12 hours
literally
later.
Literally with less. Well, yeah, from the gig. But yeah, I was in Glasgow. You left at what?
Two.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I flew in at 3. We were ships. We were planes.
I felt
in the
your
night.
Presence coming.
Ghosts in the harbour.
I did try. You don't do offal, but I did try some haggis. It was gorgeous.
Vegetarian haggis.
Really good.
Better.
Really good.
All the flavour of haggis. All the lovely spices. None of the brain.
Vegetarian
or lamb.
Scottish bears. Delicious. I had one of those as well.
Did you?
Didn't matter. I didn't understand what he was saying.
No.
The grunts led the way.
I got a taxi drive. I got a taxi driver.
You got a taxi
I got drive. A taxi, and the taxi driver was a very lovely gentleman, and I couldn't. I love a Scottish accent, but it was thick.
Yeah, Glasgow's particularly strong.
Yeah, and I couldn't.
Something, like, we travelled all over, but I think, on the Rosie Jones tour, triple threat, hello, but I think the Glaswegians reminded me of the Irish people the most. It really felt like Ireland to me. Just that come up to you friendliness and boldness.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to.
I would say it's one of the best shows of my life was the Glasgow one. It was a real treat.
Okay. So I think some of the members of the public said that my show was one of the best of their life.
I don't remember that. I think I remember you voice noting me to say it was a particularly difficult one.
No, not that one. That was the night before.
I think, hang on, let me just get my WhatsApp. I think you said those fucking Scottish.
Don't listen to that Saxon thrippany whore. The other thing in my life, and I'm going to say it, and I hope we don't fall out. I'm a fan of Beyoncé's Jolene. Mm. You haven't heard it, have you?
I have heard it. I don't like it.
Do you like the original?
Yes.
Oh, God, thank God. Do you know, like, I like the contemporary version.
I don't know if I can say this on camera.
I know what you're going to say. Do not say. Well, hold on. Our fans won't mind.
I think they will. I don't love Beyoncé. I don't. I absolutely accept that she is a genre blowing out of the water, international,
gosh,
all of that. Great, amazing, done amazing things. Do I enjoy it? Do I ever want to listen to it? No.
Well, I'll be honest, I was the same.
The same character.
I was the same until the last album, that disco album. That was good. I suddenly paid attention, and she leaned into queer energy. She used lots of queer artists. She did dancehall stuff. She did voguing stuff. But what is that? Okay, you don't like Beyoncé? What about this? Question.
how do you really feel about me? Yeah, okay. I mean, listen.
I agree. People get overexcited.
She's not my
she's not a legend for me.
Temple that I worship at.
But I really did like the update, and I liked thinking about how, because in the real original one, Dolly went into the bank and said, please don't steal my man from me, please. I can't. So I like that this one's like, I'm a bougie bitch, I'll come for you.
I have known nothing about this. Did she get permission from Dolly to do the update?
Yeah. Dolly years ago said she'd love to hear Beyonce do Jolene.
Oh, okay.
And there was all this brouhaha, that's right, Americans, a brouhaha about Beyonce having a country album and being black, which is obviously like, why couldn't she?
Yeah.
Dolly championed it from the get-go and kind of said, this is a great album. It doesn't matter what, you know, you can change genre and stuff like that. But also, Beyonce from the South.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, yeah. I respect an artist who absolutely U-turns and 90-degree angles and pivots on what they do. It's just not my...
Well, you're allowed your opinion, Daniel. Well, how have you been? What have you been up to apart from slandering our queen?
Gosh. Launching a book.
Oh.
Being a beautiful natural bleach blonde. Turning 30 for the first time of many to come. Do you know what I have been doing, Dan? I've been saving this to talk about on the podcast with the listeners.
Oh,
present.
No, I don't like this tone. This
I
is
wanted
dangerous.
To talk about... now,
this
since,
is not about...
Since we've launched Welcome to Hell, we have a YouTube channel for Welcome to Hell, which means that we all, you, me, and Yanis, are all logged into the same YouTuber channel. we can all see the same history. we can see each other's YouTube history, so we can see what each other have been searching. Now, when Sophie Hagen was our guest... on the podcast.
Your call is unable to be forwarded to the voicemail system.
Dane, we were planning out what we were going to do on our little, quick fire question thing. And Dane said, oh, well, I'll ask her fricadella or flugger blah blah, some Danish words. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, hard to pronounce those words, won't they be? And Dane said, no. I'm actually very good when it comes to pronouncing anything to do with world foods. And I thought, oh, okay, that's me told. When I went onto that YouTube history the very next day after we recorded, what did I see but how to pronounce fricadella? How to pronounce jizvlizk? How to pronounce... But many different options from this conniving little slattern.
You know what, you ranted...
No, I know how to pronounce that thing. How to pronounce that thing.
Listen, you ranted harpy. I do know how to pronounce, as if I don't know how to pronounce any world-based pork dish, but I knew you'd be there with your fangs watching, so I needed to double check. Mm. And you're being nice, because what else you found was the British Heart Foundation's pensioners 10-minute workout.
Paused halfway through.
Because I couldn't keep up. I couldn't keep up. They lost me at the sit-ups. No. And I remember you saying, I wonder whose this is. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to tell it. Like, it's mine.
Well, it was either you or Yanis.
I don't know which is worse.
One of the two of you doing your little British Heart Foundation's granny's yoga.
But then I typed in, is Dan Fox a bleep? And you didn't notice that history. I was typing in funny stuff then.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Say that. I'll go back and have a look.
How to get rid of dragons and stuff like that. Well, yeah, you're wondering, little eye, seeing it all.
Browsing. I'm like Sauron's eye, but with a fake eyelash on top. I think we've been meaning to address this on air. We record in, by the good grace of Spotify Studios. Thank you, Spotify Studios. They have this studio. We are in a huge, beautiful old building in central London. Which is apparently an old mansion block.
With very many security. It's different every time.
Teams. Security. It's like entering Fort Knox.
Yeah, and you're escorted down.
Yeah, in case someone wants to attack a...
one of the free phone booths.
Yeah, right. Someone wants to mug a football podcaster. Well, but I think ghosts abound here. And when you think about who used to live here, so anyone watching the clips of this or watching on YouTube or the videos on Spotify will be seeing our booth. We have decorated it with these huge candelabras with red candles. The red candles routinely hurl themselves to the ground and break with no one touching them.
And when we have a break, like when we're off touring and come back, I literally have to be like, "How many have died?" And some weeks they're like three.
Yeah.
Where these candles are like so secure in, but they throw themselves across the room.
Because
they're not real.
There's a ghost
And the ghost is bougie.
We've got
it doesn't like fake candles.
I think it's a gay ghost. It's an aristocratic Victorian ghost.
Oh, gorgeous.
Clement.
Clement.
He just whispered that in my ear. And he's going around and he's going, don't like that. And flicking it to the ground.
Bit lively.
No.
Now we know why
red candle, tacky.
Now we know why the football lads that do the podcast here can't get out of the room sometimes.
Yes.
No, stay for supper, you must.
Boys. Yeah. Don't go now.
You haven't seen what I look like with an apple in my mouth.
Oh, I hope he turns up one day for a to be our guest. Clement.
That we should add that to our notes. Of gay ghosts, that
Welcome
would be a fun
to hell,
sketch.
Clement. Oh, yeah, we should do.
Yeah, gay ghost.
We should also do an episode where we get someone to just voice him.
Yes.
Hello, boys.
Is she a Bond villain as well?
Yes. It's me, Clement. I was friends with Oscar Wilde, you know, but I was a bit too camp for him.
Diamonds are for Hefsa.
Diamonds are for Hefsa. <You're> for...
Oh, it's good to be back
it's
here,
good
Daniel.
To be back in it. Okay.
Well, shall we do a sin bin?
Oh, let's. For any new listeners, and there are many of you, we haven't updated people on this, have we?
Oh
we
my
keep
God.
Just
Our
saying
deviled eggs.
The sin bin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our beautiful deviled eggs listening now. Hello, darlings. We do a
Can
thing.
Can you roll your R's like that?
Arr.
Oh. Arr. Okay. Yeah. Not quite the... Grrr.
That was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Your father liked it.
Grrr. I have to do like a weird bit first.
Yeah.
Like a girl. Girl.
Oh, I love that. Girl. Girl.
She was the most beautiful girl in the world. okay.
Sinbin.
Yes. What we are doing every week with these episodes is we are updating the list of the seven deadly sins. Hey, so outdated. So outdated. Who isn't a naughty little glutton now and then? Dane's grinder name. Why should one not have a little bit of pride? If I want to covet my neighbour's Versace bag, I will do so. Thank you very much.
Euphemism. Is that a euphemism?
No, Versace. Covet their bag. what we are doing is we are just finding new sins each week and we are writing a new list of seven deadly sins. Well, hundreds of deadly sins for the modern day.
Exactly. The important things.
The truly important things. Dane, do you have a new deadly sin for the bin?
It's going to be controversial, I'll say that. Let me take a big sip of my drink.
I love one too.
Daylight savings.
Oh.
Which is what Americans call it. We call it clocks going back.
Yes.
Clocks going back, clocks going forward, spring forward, fall back.
I hate that. Because one can also quite easily spring back.
Oh, I thought you were going to go down the autumnal route, but okay.
If there was a firework went off in front of you, what would you do? Oh, you'd spring back.
Show me that again.
A firework goes off in front of you. Oh, you spring
the
back.
Claws come out. But either way, we don't go in for daylight savings. Daylight savings.
Now, and if there's a beautiful, rugged man in front of you, you fall forwards.
You fall forward. You fall to your knees, obviously.
For country, hello, officer. For king and country. Anyway, we've sprung back.
We've sprung back. But listen, do I like some of the drama the week of it where you go, oh, gosh, it's definitely lighter now. It's getting lighter. And then later on in the year, definitely, oh, nights are coming in now. It's darker. Getting darker. Ooh, I like that drama a little bit. But apart from that, it's a ball ache, isn't it?
I completely disagree.
Some countries in Europe don't even have it. And do you know what? They survive. They thrive.
I love BST.
British Standard.
British Summertime.
Is that what that...
I think so.
I see in the calendar in March and I've never really known what it's about.
Best. I think it's... I like all those little quirks and things. Like, I like a little... Yeah, it's weird and at some point there'll have to have been some sort of dramatic kind of sorceress-esque astronomer who's been, like, rigging up planetary things. So, like, everything shifts back an hour to make... You know.
It was for the farmers, wasn't it, originally?
Yeah.
Not sorceresses.
No, but like the people in the old days who had to build those ridiculous brass...
Are those people in Westfield Stratford, though?
What?
Are those people in the old days currently in Westfield Stratford in like modern day living? It doesn't really...
But what's the problem with that? What's Westfield got to do with this?
Because it doesn't impact our modern day living now. Like, we don't need to worry about an extra
hour
working.
But it's to do with us getting more or less light, isn't it? I just like it.
I think we don't really know why it is, do we?
I like the inconvenience.
Yeah, I don't know if I like her, to be honest.
I think there's a drama to her.
And why does she happen at two?
I don't want everything to just be smoothed over for convenient sneeze.
Here's the real gripe. I happened to be in the club.
Here we go.
And it was meant to shut at 3, the club.
What club were you in?
Coyotes.
When?
It's gay-owned, but it's gay-owned, but accepting of the straight people.
Yeah. When were you there?
Well, it's in my manor. It's where I live. One thing would lead to another. I can go to the club. Thank you. I can dance.
You didn't tell me about this.
Oh, I didn't think. Sorry. Oh. I didn't stay long.
Stop the podcast.
Well, I tell you why I didn't stay long. Because I went to one place I frequent, and then I went to the gay bar afterwards, and then I went to the gay club. We did a little trail of the local
All of those
boys.
Where you live?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll come on to that. Well, it used to be a dockside. So there's always been a tradition of sailors. The oldest arrest in the UK for solicitation, 1700s, by two men.
How exciting.
Yeah. It's cool. That's why I moved there. I got there at 10 to 2. 2 o'clock, it turned into 3 o'clock, and the club shut.
Oh, I see.
£7 entry.
Yeah,
two songs.
Cheeky. They should have told you that.
One Shakira song and one I didn't know.
She's weird.
Yeah.
Have you read about her, Shakira?
No, but I could have told you that from the get-go.
She said she comes out with some stuff where she's like... She was like shitting on the Barbie movie recently, I read, because she didn't like the gender roles in it or something. Like, Shakira.
Your hips are lying.
Your hips
girl.
Are lying to us all, actually.
That's my sin bin. So we're muted on that.
I don't accept it.
Well, I don't accept you not accepting it.
I mean, it's gone up in flames, but there's nothing I can do about that. But I don't love to see it burn.
Maybe we'll keep one of the time changes, just not the other.
We just continuously are going back until we're like, it's about midnight, I'm afraid. And it's like the middle of the day.
Okay, what's yours, Petal?
I am going to throw directly into the sin bin loud bars. Bars that play music so loud that it could be a nightclub, but it's not a nightclub. If you were in a nightclub, play that music loud.
Sorry,
off
let me
go.
Just do an impression of you. I didn't know you went clubbing. Why didn't you tell me, you bastard?
You were there. It was for my birthday. Oh, yeah, we went to a lovely bar. A bar which was clearly designed to be a place where people... It was like a big kind of brewery hall full of like benches and was serving like nice cocktails, craft beer and wine. And then everyone is sitting around it, sort of lots of yummy mummies, delicious daddies, people in their sort of mid-20s to mid-40s having a nice beverage and like trying to chat. Meanwhile...
But also IT consultants playing giant Jenga and Connect 4.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. Like, it's that sort of space. It is a place where people are going to commune and to chat with each other. In the middle of it, they'd set up this ridiculous dance floor where someone was playing the loudest music you've ever heard from 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And no one, you could not talk. An hour in, I was hoarse. I had to go outside and do some sirening.
As a dancer, I obviously love the music, but you need to build up to it through the night.
Yeah.
They started at 7 with like the most loudest music and rough, and people were hitting that dance floor like they'd been already out for hours.
But no one was hitting it. There were 4 people on it.
4 people really hitting it enthusiastically. They were hitting it, they were doing, you know, what's it called again when you got the bar and you dance under it?
Limbo.
Yeah.
And we were all in limbo. It was like, this is the thing, and I found it increasingly. I've been in restaurants where that is the case. Lovely restaurants. I took my boyfriend Adam out to a nice restaurant for his birthday. We were in like, we couldn't hear ourselves talk over the volume of the music. Yeah. And it's like, what do you think this is for?
Yeah. Gosh.
300 people having a nice chat.
You should have complained.
I did. I wrote the longest letter the next day.
An essay, really.
I wrote them a small essay saying, I think you need to consider what the purpose of your bar is.
Didn't they clap back, though?
No, they came back and were like, oh, well, you know, we try to serve lots of different demographics and different people like different things. I'm sorry you didn't like the loud music. And I was like, I need you to know you had 300 people in, all of whom were just straining to hear each other. No one was dancing.
So many people were out in the cold so that they could
so they could talk.
Do you want fries?
No one.
Literally, people were screaming.
You're serving food, you're serving cocktails. No one's fucking dancing.
No.
Turn it down.
Absolutely.
Who are you? You're doing all of this for the 4 people that are like on cat trying to have a dance.
I support you in the sin bin, but just sidebar, like, not that much because it makes you sound like a granny and I'm trying to separate that. So I was in the club.
More and more and more of a granny. Listen, in a club, turn it up.
Ooh,
people shouldn't be able to hear
each
other.
Show me the hand again.
Turn it up.
Turn that tune up, DJ.
In a bar, in a restaurant, turn it the fuck down.
Yeah, turn the fuck down.
Start playing a harp.
I think it's time for a letter now.
Yes, but before that, I think it's time for a word from our sponsors.
Which one will it be?
Sponsor. Thank you. And we back.
Hello, darling. Hello. You've missed so much. Mm. And that's how you lambada.
What's lambada?
Da 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 da. That's the song Lambada, and there's a dance that goes with it. I'll show you later on.
Do it now.
You think I wouldn't on this table if she'd hold me?
Okay. Hey, it's time for a letter.
Letters.
This is the part of the episode where we turn the evil eye on you, our gorgeous listener, our little deviled eggs. We have asked you to write in to judgment@hellpod.com or go to our website, hellpod.com, where you can find an anonymous form by which you can message... Oh, I'm making a crackling sound. Some
I could hear that.
Yes. you can go to hellpod.com where we have an anonymous form where you can anonymously confess your vilest sins. Or you can find
us...
Can you
do that anonymously?
And you can do that anonymously. Or you can go to our socials at the HellPod and send us a DM there. Okay. Are you the demon?
Let's find out.
Let's bloody find out. Oh, I'll do the first one. After 34 years, my mum upped and left my dad overnight, almost sparking a heart attack and leaving me to pick up the pieces. She turned up 3 days later in another country with a man she was previously engaged to. So, cut to 2 years later, and she's invited me to her wedding to this guy. I hate him. He had purposefully found and hunted down my mother. The night before the wedding, me and my boyfriend were staying in their apartment. My boyfriend took their terrible little yapper dog for a walk and came back to find me emptying my future stepdad's herbal Viagra capsules out onto the kitchen top and refilling them with chili powder. Horrified, he told me that, being as he had a dodgy heart, chili might set off a fatal reaction. Dramatic twat. So I set about finding something else to make me feel better. Long story short, he drank terrible cheap whiskey, so I poured some down the sink and topped up the bottle with my pee. Please tell me you applaud this and don't hate me for it.
Well.
What do you think?
Well, whiskey is gross.
Whiskey is gross.
So anything you
can
do
only
to
be
change
improved.
That. I thought, interesting, her anger is just for the man.
Mm.
But also, like, this wasn't over a short time. This was over years. That's a long time to hold a grudge.
I think there's a lot we don't know in here. Because it's like, was the mum...
Yeah.
It sounds like the dad was oblivious because this vibe was like overnight, sparking a heart attack.
Yeah.
But right. The mum and the dad were together for 34 years, and then it sounds like she's reconnected with someone she loved early in her life.
Well, she ran off, and so the daughter's hurt by that. That's fair. But, like, it happens.
It's also not a. Well, this is what we don't know. Was she. Did she, like, cut all contact with the daughter? Presumably not, because she's invited you to the wedding. If the mum. It's horrible when parents break up, but, like, if she loved another man, and she's given it 34 years, you're an adult, you've moved out, presumably.
I guess just because the daughter had to be there for the dad and really took it personally.
Yeah.
Was it something else? Something a bit, like, she'd been treated slightly worse? I really applaud the revenge. The chili in the Viagra, the piss in the whiskey.
See, we don't know. Maybe this man is horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a real piece of shit. In which case...
Kill him.
Piss in his drink.
Yeah.
Fill his meds with chili powder. Yeah. But if it's just that she's left your dad, which does suck, but she has a right to do.
Although, when the boyfriend... Dramatic twat. Loved that. When the boyfriend intervened, she did not do the thing that would kill the man. So she's a bit nice, isn't she?
Is she calling your boyfriend a dramatic twat for bringing up...
I like that. Keep your beak out. It's not your business. I've got my revenge plan, actually. Mind your own.
I think mild demon...
Depending on
more info. But my thing is let your mother move on.
Has your sentence finished?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. And the other thing that I think is...
I
just think that she...
I think that...
Just needs more info.
That really tickles
me. I'm sorry. Go.
I think I'm more forgiving.
God, this drink is just lovely.
I got a bust a gut. Just one. I think I'm more forgiving of revenge and cuntiness than you.
Yeah. I'm all for revenge, but I feel like it needs to be. And I just, in this, I'm like, people are allowed to move on.
And I'm more team iconic. You've probably got your reasons, and I fully support you continue to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm a damaged woman, Daniel.
And you also are a woman with the second letter.
I am. Woman of the second letter, I've been come
woman
to know
of the
as
second
that.
Letter.
Okay, we're going in bareback. No, hello, Dane. Hello, Infernalantes. Okay, that's fine. Bonus 2 points. No, minus 2 points. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Action. I was at a
restaurant. The other thing I think about me.
Oh, well, tickle my tits.
I'm really enjoying the Hades tincture.
We have a double record today. We're
going to
be drunk.
You go.
Are you going to?
I'm going to say it at the same time as you.
I was at a restaurant. I was at a restaurant with friends. I was at a restaurant with friends
celebrating my birthday.
You're doing a harmony.
I was at a restaurant with friends celebrating my birthday. Shortly after we settled in. A couple arrived with two toddlers and a baby.
Two toddlers immediately started running.
No, just read it. Okay.
I was at a restaurant with friends celebrating my birthday. Shortly after we settled in, a couple arrived with two toddlers and a baby. The two toddlers immediately started running wild. Now, I know breeding sucks the living soul out of you, but they showed no concern for their fellow patrons while their little howler monkeys terrorized everyone in the restaurant. I was a silent martyr until the main course arrived, but my darkness took over when the one boy almost took out the waiter as he was serving our food. They were still running up and down the passage, undeterred, when, quite coincidentally, I felt a cramp in my leg. I had no choice but to straighten it immediately. Most unfortunately, it was at the exact moment that the bigger banshee was passing our table. He went flying and earned himself a mouthful of carpet. He wasn't injured, but his lip did bleed a tiny bit. Am I the demon?
Oh, love this person. I wish they'd given on. Oh, that is...
Love the writing as well.
Love the writing. Love all of it. Yes, the demon, but fabulous. Like one of us.
Yeah, I know exactly how she feels. How many times have I seen a kid and be like, that needs to be silenced.
That needs to be stopped. Also particularly loved, he wasn't injured. He was just bleeding.
I once, there was this child, rancid, little spoilt, vile little creature. And when the mum wasn't looking, I threw a bread roll at his head. And it kind of bopped on the table. And honestly, the child was worth, it deserved an Oscar. It was crying its eyes out.
Oh, love that. And well, a crusty roll can be quite the projectile.
You'll have to ask your lovers.
Crusty roll.
A name you no. used to.
So good. You and know so what? Deserved. Do you know in Killing Eve at the start when she's like smiling at that little
yeah,
guy and
yeah,
she
yeah.
like, tips the ice cream all over her?
I do think, though, that like, like before, like even like 2-3 years ago, people would silence the children. And now they're literally, I think the parents see it as like a time to be like, we're off now. The world will have to deal with running around screaming.
I have encountered more annoying children recently in restaurants. And yet
the population is meant to be going down. So where are they coming from?
Maybe they're only able to be controlled via iPad. And if it's not there, then woe betide any other diner.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure we were dramatic kids.
But no.
These kids do the Oscar-winning performance for the wrong thing. Like, because they can't get that pen. I'd save mine for best.
I wasn't that dramatic. Well, I was dramatic in a different way. I would have been sitting at the table writing a poem.
Right, okay.
Very, very sad poem about heartbreak.
Well, my mum used to be like, we'll sort this out when we get home. Just you wish, right? Don't play up now. And I used to be like, yeah, we will. Yeah. Bring it. I'll see you in the kitchen, Buckley. And so we wouldn't let the public see us, but we'd go home, shut the door, the curtains, and go for it.
I love that. I love that. Quite coincidentally, I felt a cramp in my leg. It reads like if they were in the, is it the docks at court?
Oh, right. I got story time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that as well. Yeah, yeah. But like, it's has that sort of, if you were talking to a judge, quite coincidentally, at that present moment, I simply received cramp in my leg. And I was forced, very unfortunately, to extend my high heel whilst taking a sip of my dry martini.
I love the line, I was a silent martyr until the main course. By dessert, it was apocalyptic.
Yeah. This is my sort of dramatic child grown up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a silent martyr.
Well, we love all of that.
Love all of that.
More of that.
Darling.
Darling.
Look at us here at the end of the episode. You, me, Clement, Yanis in the production booth. That is all from us. If you liked this, darling deviled egg, be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday. And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell, why not subscribe to our Patreon? You will get extended guest episodes and extra bonus episodes every month, with prices starting at just 75 pence per week. Dane, what the hell is a pence?
They're the things you stole from that tomb that led you to being cursed to look like an elderly woman forever.
Much love to the Pharaoh.
But what we'd love more than anything in the whole wide galaxy is if you shared word of our podcast. Tell your friends, tell your besties, tell your gays, tell your parents, tell your therapist. Leave a 5-star review, 6-star if you want. Leave a few words to tell us how much you love us. Talk about my skin, my lips, my thighs, my hair.
I love that you're delivering all of that directly into the camera, you little whore. And as always, if you want to submit any confessions or grievances for our infernal judgment, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com. Send us a message on socials at The Hellpod, or use the anonymous form on our website, hellpod.com. Thank you, as always, to Spotify for allowing us to use their beautiful studios, to the angels at Auburn Jam who made our lovely music, to our producer, Yanis, and to all of you, our beautiful spiced deviled eggs.
And to the best cocktail ever so far.
Top five. See you next week.
Bye.
Love you,
love you more than him. Bye.